Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is set to vote on a plan to revoke rules that some people say guaranteed what's called net neutrality. But what exactly is that? And how will changing the rules change the way you receive or send information over the Internet?
The best way to understand the net neutrality debate in the United States is that it's a form of warfare that's going on.
The net neutrality debate on this week's American Cafe. Next month, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission is expected to vote to repeal a set of rules put in place under former President Barack Obama that seek to guarantee neutrality on the Internet. But what exactly is net neutrality, and how will changing the rules affect what we see or don't see over the web? For one perspective, I spoke with Dr. Barbara Cherry. She's a professor at the University of Indiana's Media School in Bloomington, Indiana. First of all, for people who don't know, what exactly is net neutrality?
Basic principle is that we want people to have non-discriminatory access to the Internet and to all sorts of devices, content, applications from it.
There are arguments both for and against what the FCC is expected to do. Let's start with the for side. Those who want to repeal it, one of the arguments they put forward is that it's overregulation, that it will prevent innovation and investment in new products by large Internet service providers, people like Comcast or AT&T or Verizon. Another argument they have is that it's a regulation in search of a problem. The Internet worked just fine until 2015. It'll work fine again. Do you think that those arguments are legitimate?
No, I don't. The best way to understand the net neutrality debate in the United States is that it's a form of warfare that's going on. In the United States, it's a legal battle over how a service is defined under federal law, because it's the kind of service it is under federal law is what determines the FCC's jurisdiction. And so the parties who are saying that they're opposed to the net neutrality rules that the FCC imposed in 2015, the reason why they want the legal classification changed is so that the FCC will not have the power to enforce certain kinds of rules on them, because these rules actually hinder business models they want to pursue. So the underlying motive is there's a lot of companies who are seeing lots of ways they would like to make money. The problem is, to what extent are the ways they want to make money consistent with what's in the public interest or how it affects the public? So basically, if you're considered a telecommunications service under federal law, then you are considered what we call a common carriage service. And if you're a common carriage service, there's certain ways, certain obligations in how you provide your service. You have to serve upon reasonable request. You can't unreasonably discriminate among customers. And you have to charge basically what are called just and reasonable rates. And you have to have adequate reliability of how you provide service. If you're not a common carrier, none of those obligations apply. And then basically you can just do whatever you want. The notion really is, can we leave it to market to solve all the kinds of problems that may come up if there are no rules? And this is where I disagree with those who say we don't need rules.
One of the arguments that has been made about maintaining these rules,
yeah,
is that carriers like Comcast or like Verizon or any other Internet service provider could basically have what would be the equivalent of an economic apartheid. If you want good programs, you're going to have to pay a lot of money. And if you don't pay a lot of money, you won't get your Internet service either as completely as the people who pay a lot of money or as fast as the people who pay a lot of money. And some people have been arguing that that will be economically dangerous because small startup companies can't compete with someone like Netflix or Hulu or independent production companies to provide content.
With broadband access to the internet service. It's what we call a two-sided market. One side of the market are what you and I, sort of the average customer, can get access to by going to the internet, to get content, to use applications, so on and so forth. That's one side of the market. The other side of the market are people who want to be reached or whom you might want to reach. People who would provide content you might want to reach, whether it's Netflix, Hulu, so on and so forth. The problem is, without net neutrality rules, these internet service providers could discriminate on both sides of the market. They could discriminate among customers, the users, the what we call end users, the average Joe, as we call it, we get access to the internet. They can discriminate among us. They can treat one person better than another. They can refuse to one serve one person than another. They can charge different rates for the same thing. They also can discriminate on the other side of the market among content providers. So this is likely to happen when you have a vertically integrated company. This is one of the reasons there's concerns about AT&T being able to acquire Time Warner, because AT&T provides internet access, and if it acquires Time Warner, that would have its own economic incentive to encourage people to go to Time Warner, to content that it will now own through Time Warner, and discriminate between their own content and independent providers. So there's ways that they could distort the economics on both sides of the market.
So it's kind of like if you're a fruit seller, you're saying you can only buy my apples because I won't let you go down the street to buy them from somebody else.
Yes. They could either outright block you from going to somebody else, or they require the somebody else to pay money or enable people to reach them.
Now, this is likely to end up in court. What do you think the upshot is going to be of this? Do we need to have Congress step in and say, okay, we're going to have a set of laws that govern this kind of communication?
The problem is, what kind of legislation would you even get through Congress right now, or can you even pass it because it's gridlock? The reason why a lot of this stuff is getting litigated before the FCC and before the courts is because there hasn't been the ability to get anything through Congress lately. And so these companies or parties, let's just put it this way, parties have to resort to the only mechanisms that are available to them. And then depending upon your point of view, which mechanism is better than not? Okay, so if you're a net neutrality supporter, and if you felt you could get good legislation out of Congress to help impose some regulation to limit the power of internet service providers, you'd be in favor of congressional legislation. On the other hand, if you're a net neutrality opponent, then you're not in favor of legislation unless you think you can get the kind of law you want. So that's why, and we can't get uniformity in what we want in Congress. So you see how it just keeps bouncing around?
Unfortunately for the internet-consuming public, it does. That is Dr. Barbara Cherry. She is a professor at the University of Indiana's Media School, and she joined us from Indiana. So what do you think? Let us know your opinion by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. If you want to hear other episodes of our show, visit voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.